Joining me in studio today here on The Bottom Line, a special conversation, it always is, with Stephanie Cover of Cover Law, the only personal injury attorney I will ever, you notice I moved from the only one I've ever recommended to the only one I ever will. If any other personal injury law specialist wants to advertise to The Bottom Line, I love you in the Lord, but no. Just, it's not going to happen. It's Stephanie Cover. Stephanie with an F, Cover is in cover, 877-214-4935, or go to kbrightradio.com/Cover Law. Stephanie Cover, welcome back to The Bottom Line Show.
Thank you very much for having me, Roger.
I got the neatest text from you and Jim about a week ago after you had gone to see Jesus Revolution. And I know we're going to talk about personal injury stuff in just a moment, but I want to talk about the movie and get your take on it because it is such a huge part of Southern California Christianity and the Jesus movement. How did it strike you and Jim? I mean, what was it like?
Oh, it was amazing.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. One of the first Christian churches I ever went to with my husband was Chuck Smith's church.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that kind of brought a little bit of history there.
Yeah.
And it was really nice to see how the character was portrayed.
Wasn't Kelsey Grammer amazing?
Yes.
I remember seeing when they were first announced that the movie was going to be made, and I think the comedian Jim Gaffigan was going to play Chuck Smith originally.
Oh, really?
And I thought, that's weird. I mean, he's kind of bald, you know, but other than that, unless he really wanted to do it, because, you know, sometimes actors in the mainstream will want to do these faith projects because of whatever. And then I saw that Kelsey Grammer had replaced him, and I went, okay, that's even more of a left turn. That's really strange. But when Lisa and I watched it, I think we saw it about the same time you and Jim did, we both had the same wow reaction, like, oh my gosh, he totally embodies it. And in all of the interviews we've seen, the fact that this movie was transformational for him.
Yes.
You know, that the Pirates Cove scene with all the baptisms, there were crew members who were hired there who weren't Christians who went and got baptized during that sequence. You know, there's a lot of real authenticity there. But I love what Kelsey Grammer said about there were so many movements in the 60s. They were all trying to get people to a higher consciousness or, you know, loving, or there's war and drugs, whatever. And these young people really were searching. I mean, the whole drug culture, they really were searching. And the fact that he said, Jesus is the only one who delivered on that promise. And he says, you can't deny it. You can't escape it. He goes, and I'm not going to be embarrassed about that. And I was like, well, all right, Kelsey Grammer. I mean, wouldn't have taken him as a man of Christian faith, but you could tell with the warmth he brought to Papa Chuck. I think it was beautiful.
Yeah, I heard an interview with him, and he started to cry and said that was the best part he ever played in his life.
Mm-hmm. And the timing of it, I mean, the fact that Dennis Quaid had a similar experience with Soul Surfer, where he and his wife had gone through a thing where they almost lost one of their kids, and they saw Bethany Hamilton on the Today Show, and they both said, we need to be in this movie. And with Kelsey Grammer, he was at a retreat with some guys. He was 3 o'clock in the morning. He's praying, Lord, I want the next thing I do has to be meaningful. He said, literally that morning, the script showed up in his email box. And I said, okay, well, I didn't think you were going to answer that fast, you know, but he did. And I love the way he was moved. I have a personal story about Papa Chuck. I worked on the Word for Today program for a couple of years, so I kind of have that connection.
Oh, nice.
So I didn't interact with him directly. But it kind of is germane to what we talk about here when Stephanie Cover's here. When Chuck had a stroke, I believe, shortly before he had lung cancer and before his earthly life ended, and he was at Tustin Rehab Hospital, and my sister was his rehab nurse. And she said it was so sweet with Kay coming by and with family members and stuff. But she said, you know, you really find out who a person is when they've been injured or when they're in a medical situation and they're facing their own mortality. And she said it was just so refreshing to know that Chuck Smith in the pulpit was the same guy as Chuck Smith in the hospital bed. He was just kind and gracious, and he was this, you know, when you're telling him, okay, it's time for you to do your rehab now, you got to get up and walk 25 minutes or something. He was all about it. And I thought, isn't that wonderful? But I also love the fact, too, that even a guy like Chuck Smith, when he was hurt, when he had medical issues, said, I got to take care of this body. Let's get the surgery. Let's get the chemo. Yeah. Let's do whatever. And I know that's a huge part of your ministry as well as your business with Cover Law, is the fact that when people are involved in a personal injury case, we really do have a spiritual obligation before God to get things right with our bodies.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And I just want to talk about what I loved about the movie, because the world right now is so upside down.
Yeah.
And the only way to change things is through the Lord.
Amen.
And I really believe revival's coming.
Oh, yeah.
And so what this movie was really good for in so many ways is that it showed that the culture was, some people were having a hard time accepting the hippies because they didn't look and act and have a history of them.
Right.
And Chuck Smith demonstrated that Jesus loves everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed that love and how it spreaded, and it showed how all the, what's still going on in the world is people, children are lost. They're looking for that connection with the Lord and don't even realize it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the movie demonstrated how all that confusion comes together in Christ and how it changes everyone for the best.
Yes.
And they're talking about the coming revival. I know it's through the colleges, but I also heard, and we'll see if it's true or not, that it's going to also come to people who have a bunch of tattoos on them and a bunch of piercings and things like that. And I've heard people say, okay, church people, these are the hippies.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to accept them? Because they'll have the Holy Spirit on them or not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good reflection of what happened and what's to come, because Jesus is the only way, the
Amen.
Truth, and the life.
Amen. Amen. And that's the beautiful thing about the gospel message. And I can't stress enough, when you contact Stephanie Cover with Cover Law, Stephanie knows the law, obviously. She and her husband, Jim, you know, passed the bar. They went through all law school. They stayed up late cramming and doing all those tests. They've been practicing law together. I mean, well, you have more than 25 years. You guys combined over 50, right?
Yeah.
Easily. I mean,
yeah.
In terms of your experience. But to have somebody who has a heart for mission and ministry and knows the law, I can't stress enough how important it is when you have a personal injury case to have somebody who has both. Because I know too many people, I've had a couple of cases long before I met you guys, and I wish I could go back and have used you instead of them. I was summoned in a case where it was a 3-car accident. I was in front. The woman in the middle got pushed into my car. She was a Hollywood producer. And so she hired a personal injury attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy said, would you give me a statement, kind of a deposition, and I can get you a few bucks? And I went, oh, okay, that's fine. I mean, I went ahead and did it. What we didn't talk about morals. We didn't talk about, you know, what was behind this. I mean, for Christians who get involved in personal injury law, we look at the lawyer and say, well, they know the law. So it's the law and money and that about it. But the way you practice, yeah, I know, Stephanie, you straight away like, that's not, if we had the cameras rolling, you would have seen a big grimace and a shaking of the head from Stephanie Cofer. There is a spiritual side of this that's biblical, that says personal injury law is probably one of the most biblical forms of law to be practiced. Talk about what that means, what you mean by that.
Well, it's how you treat the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you treat the opposing side.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you are respected with the court. I mean, it's character.
Yeah.
And people can see character. And there are attorneys who are just regular people who will do things to cheat their clients to flip a case really quick because it's fast money.
Right.
And because for an attorney, the longer they spend on a case, generally it's less money for them. So mm-hmm. a lot of them try to flip it right away. But I have to make sure that the person's well.
Right, right. Because this is about, we talk a lot with Stephanie Cover of Cover Law about restitution.
Yeah.
And restitution is not money gouging. Pay no attention to those billboards you see where they talk about all the zeros and how much money
yeah.
you're going to get out of a case. It's not about that. It's about how much time did you lose? What were your medical costs? If a car was involved, you know, what about that? What about PTSD if you got bit by a dog? I mean, there are so many things that go into it. And it's biblical to say, how do we replace that? And you have the task of trying to measure that against the laws of wherever it was and against insurance policies. And what a nightmare. I mean, thank you for doing this, Stephanie Cover, because I know for me personally, I'd get lost in the weeds. But you know how to see those needles in the haystack and say, wait, this is where the case is really going. And I have to be an advocate for my client, first
yes.
and foremost. Yeah.
A lot of attorneys don't get to know their clients because they don't really talk to them. It's minimal contacts.
Hmm.
And I need to know who they are so I understand how to advocate for them.
Right.
And if you don't really know who the person is and you just know a generic fact pattern,
mm-hmm.
that's terrible.
Hmm.
You know?
It really is.
You're really not looking at the person. And it's the person that was hurt, and that's the person you have to work with.
Mm-hmm. There's a soul and the body got damaged, but the soul is the one who is being attacked by the attorneys, the insurance companies, sustained the loss, the damage, and has to process all of this. You mentioned the timing, and I appreciate you saying that, because I'm sure there are a lot of attorneys who say, how can I get this done quickly?
Oh, yeah.
A couple of billable hours, but I can get a big settlement, so minimal investment, high return. I don't want this case to go on for a year or so, because look at all those billable hours that I'm not going to get paid for, you know, just in a strictly that type of sense. But it is kind of a hurry up and wait, because when you do get hurt, it, for whatever reason, if it's car, dog bite, just slip and fall at work or whatever, you have to get in and get care right away. And more doctors, because of the way medical care has gone, are taking their, I don't want to say taking their jolly sweet time. They may not have the capacity to see you right away. I might get hit on a Tuesday and they'll say, come back in 3 weeks or 4 weeks for your appointment. That's the first availability I have. How do you respond when someone says, I'm trying to go see the doctor, Stephanie, but they just don't have any availability?
Well, I would say go to your urgent care.
Okay.
Now, your urgent care is not going to be as well as your doctor. But sometimes people need muscle relaxers, mm-hmm. or some people need confirmation that it's not an emergency. And that is definitely the right step.
Mm-hmm.
If you call your doctor and say, hey, I went to the urgent care and I'm in a lot of pain, can you see me? They'll make the time.
Mm-hmm. In other words, be an advocate for yourself.
Yeah, you have to.
Don't just let the system tell you what's going to happen. I know last summer when I had pneumonia and also had a side order of COVID to go along with it, we went to an urgent care that was attached to a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason was just that. I needed someone to see me right away. I couldn't breathe very well. I mean, I had a lot of irritation in my throat. So there was that immediate thing. But I didn't want to go. If I'd gone to my regular general practitioner, they might have said, we might have availability today. Or they might have said, doctor's on vacation this week, come back next week. I didn't have a week, you know, and that was just for pneumonia.
Right.
So in a case of personal injury, you're saying, hey, be a squeaky wheel, you know, and find out where that grease is. I mean,
yeah, you have to. You have to be an advocate for yourself.
Mm.
Just think, what if that was your grandkid or your son or your daughter? You would be calling that doctor up and saying they really need to see you. So you need to do that for yourself.
Right. 877-214-4935 is the number to call for Stephanie Cover of Cover Law. Stephanie with an F and Cover as in cover. You can also reach out at kbrightradio.com/Cover Law. Make sure you have all that contact info in your phone, in your mobile device, because when you need it, you need to move quickly and then be prepared to do this for the long haul. Stephanie, we got about 60 seconds in our time together. Talk about why that hurry up and wait mentality, it's a reality, but it's essential if you're going to have success in a case like this.
Well, you have to get the right foundation done, the right person there, the property damage taken care of, the doctor seen, and have everything set up. And so the opponent knows that you're doing all the right things so they can't push you around.
Right, right.
You know, and it's just, for me, it's taking care of the person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to relate this to the Jesus Revolution.
Yes, yes.
One of the main things that I did was, after seeing the Jesus Revolution, is I reached out to people who are non-believers.
Mm.
And I told them, this is an amazing movie. It's part of history of Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
I really think you'd be interested in it because it's a great tool for that. It's not a way of, some people have a deaf ear to the truth,
mm-hmm.
but if they see it through a movie and see how the change of the Holy Spirit in the characters of the people,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know that the people I sent it to are looking for that change.
Yes, absolutely. People are. And at the end of the day, as you mentioned so concisely and succinctly at the beginning of our conversation, Stephanie Cover, when you get right down to it, the love of Christ is available for all.
Yes.
The question is not so much, did God so love the world that he came for Stephanie and Roger, but not for the other people who cut them off on the road, but rather the gift is there for everyone. The question is, what are you going to do with it?
Exactly.
And that's what everybody is. So a movie like Jesus Revolution, the expertise that you have as a personal injury attorney is there for anyone who needs it. The question is, are they going to pick up the phone and call you? Or are they going to trust the other guy's insurance company and hope it works out okay? And quite frankly, we're lazy. You know, I don't want to have to go through all that hassle. But here's the thing. Stephanie does the hassle work for you. That's why you contact her.
Yes.
And that's kind of, you're a professional house Hasselberg person.
People, I always tell people, focus on getting better, mm-hmm. and I'll do all the other stuff.
There you go. There you go. So it's a team effort.
Yes, it is.
It certainly is. Stephanie with an F, Cover is in cover, 877-214-4935. Stephanie Cover, the only personal injury attorney I will ever recommend. Our 10-minute conversations are turning into half hours, but it's great because I think God's all over it. And I'm very grateful for you and for Jim and the partnership that we have. Stephanie Cover,
for you, Roger.
Thank you for being with us today here on The Bottom Line.
Roger, it's always a pleasure. It's been a blessing. Thank you.